News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers have said that the government needs to examine tax relief for landlords in the upcoming budget in order to boost rental supply. And I'm joined now by Pat Davitt, who is the CEO of the IPAV, and Piers Doherty is, of course, Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance. You're both very welcome. Pat, first of all, lay out your stall for us. You're calling for a tax relief scheme somewhat similar to what would have been previously known as Section 23. Explain the rationale.
Well, good morning, Ciara. Good morning, Piers. The rationale is basically that so many properties have left the private rental market and we haven't done anything about it, that we need to get more properties back into that market and we need to encourage people to bring them back in. We don't, there's too much of the stick and the carrot and more stick in the rental market than there is a carrot. And we need now to encourage people to bring properties back into that market. Since 2003, Ciara, the RTB figures were out last week for 3 months. And now they take a lot of going through because there are new figures that they have now because of a new R360 portal. And these figures are being done on the basis of a yearly registration. But what we do know is between 2021 and 2023, this is a drop off of over 70,000 landlords off the figures that they were producing at that particular stage. And we do know as well that there's a drop off of tenancies between 21 and 23 of in the region of 40,000 or 50,000 again for over 40%, and that's a huge drop off of okay. Tenancies so, okay. And landlords.
Let me bring Pierce in. Pierce, if supply is the issue, and we do seem to, I suppose, widely acknowledge that supply in the housing sector, both in rented and in purchasable accommodation, is the thing. Shouldn't we be incentivizing landlords in some way?
No, not through the type of tax cuts that the IPAV have suggested or indeed that the government have legislated for. Remember, the government introduced tax measures for landlords costing us, the taxpayer, €160 million. They did that against very, very strong criticism from all of the officials in the department, which gave their view. There was over 20 people that were involved in different submissions. All of them argued that this was a throwback to the crisis area. They argued that it wouldn't work. And they also made the point, and this is what many of your listeners won't know, and I'm sure others won't tell, is that one in four landlords now across the state, because of what Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael did in last year's budget, pay no tax whatsoever. So the idea that, you know, as IPAV have talked about, people charging €2,100 in rent, and some landlords, one in four, more than one in four, actually pay no tax whatsoever on their income, I think is just ridiculous, okay. To tell you the God's honest truth. And arguments to reduce tax levels from 52%, which, you know, a nurse or a cleaner or somebody who's working in your studio there today, Ciara, pays, and ask that landlords should actually pay 30% on the same income, I would ask, why should a nurse or a cleaner pay more tax than a landlord?
And Pat, why should a nurse or a cleaner pay more tax than a landlord?
Well, a nurse and a cleaner are paid slightly different than a landlord. The tax or the income that a landlord has, because it's passive income, and that income can't be used even for a pension for that landlord. It's a different thing completely, income that a nurse or a cleaner would have. And most of these landlords have working themselves and they're paying the type of tax that Pierce is talking about. But for their income from a landlord point of view, first of all, they have to go out and buy a property to rent it. That's
what
the first scenario.
Pierce said one in four are paying no tax whatsoever.
Well, I don't know that figure, being honest about it, and I can't comment on it. He said that the tax breaks for the landlords were €160 million, estimated at €160 million, because we don't know actually what any landlord has taken yet or claimed yet. And the tax break that he's talking about is the tax break that was brought in possibly last year. I'm not sure which one it is, but it possibly is last year. And that tax break was supposed to be €1,000 for over, it's about €800 per year for 4 years for the landlord. And if you don't stay on the market for 4 years, you're not even going to be able to claim that, you're going to have to pay it back. And we don't think that's really a tax break. And it's not the tax break, the type of tax break that's going to encourage landlords to stay in the market. But we have a system at the moment, a rent-a-room system, where somebody can take somebody into their house for, they can stay in their house as a guest or whatever it is going to be, because they have a different agreement, they're not registered with the PRTB, and they can claim or they can take €14,000 tax-free.
Okay.
Why shouldn't the landlord be able to take that?
Because let me put that to Pierce.
They're providing house for a tenant.
Supposing I let someone live in my house, I can get €14,000 in rent tax-free. Why shouldn't a landlord be able to get up to €14,000 tax-free before they start paying tax too, and it's the same thing?
We completely support the renter-in scheme. And the renter-in scheme, remember, it's somebody into your home. You're opening up your own home. You're living with them. It is
completely
different.
Yeah, but it's an incentive. Why shouldn't that be extended, Pierce, to other landlords?
Because it is different. It is not somebody being inconvenienced by opening up their own home, sharing it with a student or with another renter. And that's why there is a difference there. Look, I've heard over and over throughout the years, different reasons, arguments from people why we should cut taxes for landlords. The reality is that isn't what is needed. Indeed, the Department of Finance say themselves that actually tax is not the reason why landlords are leaving the system. And what we actually heard from the RTV figures in the last couple of weeks is that actually the number of landlords that have over 100 properties are actually increasing.
Okay.
So what we need is actually to actually bring in a rent freeze. The reason why this has been presented is because the suggestion from IPAV is that people are leaving their properties vacant for 2 years to get around the 2% increase in rent. If that is the case, then that loophole needs to be closed immediately. What Sinn Féin would do is bar all rent increases over the next 3 years and put a month's rent into renters' pockets. But the idea that
would Sinn Féin do nothing to incentivise landlords at all, Pierce? Is that what you're saying?
What we need, first of all, let's be clear, the RTP figures has thrown the cat amongst the pigeons. What is clear now is that the number, the exoduses of landlords that have been suggested, and the numbers that have been suggested, is not clear anymore. And what we have seen is a huge growth of institutional landlords and corporate landlords.
Pat just said 70,000 landlords have left the market and 50,000 tenancies.
And that is no longer, in fairness, and I think Pat can say that he can't guarantee categorically that that is the case, because as he said, the RTB figures are now questionable. Indeed, the RTB figures, if you were just to go in the last 3 months, have suggested that number of landlords have increased. We're not suggesting that. The numbers are all over the place. What we need here is a proper balance. But let's be clear.
Bottom line,
would
Sinn Féin do anything to incentivise landlords? Because we're talking about landlords specifically, and I know your policy is about tenants, but would you do anything to incentivise landlords, or no, they're kind of on their own?
I think landlords at the minute are charging rents that we've never seen in the country before, and we've seen tax incentives that have been brought in for landlords that actually increase their profits, not decrease their profits over the last number of while. And this idea that we need to continue to make landlords pay less tax than the average worker is absolutely ridiculous. What we need now is to support tenants. We need to make sure that there is a rent freeze.
So just in answer to that question, Pierce, no incentives, no support for landlords. That's Sinn Féin policy.
No further tax supports for landlords. Indeed, what we would do, Ciara, let's be very clear. See the 160 million euro tax break that the government brought in? We would reverse that if we got into government. It is a waste of taxpayers' money.
All
every
right.
single official in the department argued against it.
Okay.
And the government decided to go ahead with it, even though, as it was called by somebody, a tax expert, said it was the stupidest tax break in history.
That
is exactly what's happening.
Unfortunately, have to leave it there. But thank you both very much for your contribution. Very interesting debate. Indeed, that is Pat Davitt, CEO of IPAV, and Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesman on finance. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.